This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Chinook salmon are on the brink of extinction, if you're inclined to believe activists who propose removal of Snake River dams as the answer to saving them. Problem is, those Chinook, or king salmon, don't appear to be listening, as spring returns on the Snake River are up for the second year in a row. With 29,634 spring Chinook passing through the lower Granite this year, dam removal opponent U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says that's very encouraging news.
It really is. We saw an increase of spring Chinook returns of 27% over last year, and I think, if I recall, it was 55% over the year before that.
And Newhouse says it's not simply a one-off.
Certainly two good years, a trend that we want to take note of and make sure that people recognize as we are making progress.
That, Newhouse says, shows we're making great progress in our current mitigation efforts.
Particularly as we're engaged in this debate now as to the future of the hydroelectric system, the dams on the Snake and the Columbia Rivers, and the arguments that are being made as it relates to salmon migration. This really does illustrate clearly that we can have dams and salmon, that they can coexist.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Snake River Spring Chinook runs and why things are looking up for the Kings.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.